We've dealt already with many of the halachot associated with the Friday night meal on Shabbat and the Shabbat day meal, particularly with regard to Kiddush and Nechem Mishnah. But there is, in fact, a halacha of three seudot on Shabbat. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Bet, learns out the chiyuv of Gimel Seudot from a pasuk in Parashat B'Shalach, talking about the man that fell from heaven whilst Bnei Israel were in the Midbar. And the pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said to the people when they found that there was a man that had fallen on Friday, which was still fresh, the next day on Shabbat, Ichlu Hayom, Ki Shabbat Hayom L'Adonai, Hayom Lo Timsa'u Basadeh, you can eat it today, today is a Shabbat for Hashem, today you won't find it in the field. And the fact that the word Hayom comes up three times in the context of eating on Shabbat, the Gemara learns out from there that one has to eat three seudot on Shabbat. According to the Levush, this is actually a din min HaTorah, because we've got a pasuk there. Most poskim don't hold like that at all and hold that it's drabanan or mitivrei kabbalah. But in any event, the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph says, even if it's not mamash min haTorah, mikom akom vaday mitakanat Moshe Rabbeinu heim shekein b'kibel misinai. It certainly is very, very ancient takanah. It's a takanah of Moshe Rabbeinu that he received from Sinai. So it's much more than just a minhag or even a drabanan. It goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the big question in the Rishonim is about whether or not one has to eat pat, whether or not one has to eat bread at these three seudot. And there are three shitot in the Rishonim. So the Rashba in Masechet Sukkah, he brings an opinion that in actual fact, all of the three seudot on Shabbat do not need to be served with bread, or that none of them need to have bread. You can make it with minei targima, you can make it with mezonot and stuff like that. You can serve other foods. The point is, you've got to have a proper meal. You can't just eat a Kit Kat on your way to shul or something like that. You have to sit down and have a meal three times over the course of Shabbat. What he would exactly do with the din of Lechem Mishnah, I'm not sure there. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchot Shabbat, he says that you have to have all three sudot of Shabbat with wine and also to have Lechem Mishnah, two loaves of bread there. We don't have wine. The Shulchan Aruch says you don't need to have wine at Sudah Shlishit, but that's the Shita of the Rambam. And he certainly says that you need to have bread at all three Sudot. A third opinion, which appears in the Ritva, it's rejected by the Ritva, but it appears there from other Rishonim, and other Rishonim also have this opinion, is that whilst the first two Sudot on Shabbat need to be served with bread, or made with bread, the Sudah Shlishit doesn't need to have bread for it. So how does the Shulchan Aruch pasken? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph Seif Hei says, Tzarech la'asot habafat, you need to have bread at Sudah Shlishit. V'yeish omrim, and there's an opinion, that in actual fact you can use anything which is from the Chameshet Minei Dagan, anything from the five species of grain. And then there's a yeish omrim, that you don't even need to have that. You can have substantial foods that you would eat with bread, like basar and dagim, meat and fish, but not fruit. Fruit and vegetables wouldn't be good enough. The yeshomrim, and then there's a further yeshomrim, a further opinion, that you can have a bowl of fruit salad, and that would be all right. Usvara rishana ikar. He says the first opinion is really the proper opinion. Shitzarich lasol tabafat, you need to have bread at Sudah Shlishit. Ela imkein hu saver biyoter. Unless you're, you know, really stuffed. If you're really stuffed, then you don't need to. The Rishonim say, why is this? This appears in the Abu Dram and in others. Because the purpose of the Shalosh Sudot on Shabbat is the kiyum in the mitzvah of oneg Shabbat, of enjoying Shabbat. So if you're not enjoying it, then obviously you're not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. So if you ate too much at previous meals, or you've got always got a very small appetite, and once you've had lunch on Shabbat, you really can't eat for the next 12 hours, so then you don't have to have Sudah Shlishit. And certainly you wouldn't have to have pat. But in actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch says earlier on that one should be cautious and try not to eat too much at earlier meals, so that you're not going to be full up when it comes to Sudah Shishit, Chachamei Nav Barosho, using a pasuk from Kohelet, that you know, look ahead and plan carefully. You don't eat too much at the Shabbat lunch, so you've got room to eat Sudah Shishit. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, you need to be very careful. Very, very careful about eating Sudah Shishit with bread. There's the only heter not to have bread at Sudah Shishit is if you're not well. People who are dismissive about Sudah Shishit and don't bother eating bread, when they appear in heaven, they're going to be called to account for this. That's a very strong lashon from the Aruch HaShulchan. So the notion of just having a piece of cake for Sudah Shishit is really not proper, especially as the fact is the Shulchan Aruch says the Ptur in the Shulchan Aruch is Elan Kinu Saver Biyoteh, you're too full. Very often people, they don't want to wash and make hamotzi and bench. They don't want all the paraphernalia of having to do that. They don't. It's not that they don't particularly want to eat. They're happy to eat a few pieces of cake. So if they're happy to eat a few pieces of cake, why aren't they happy to eat a slice of bread? They don't really want to make a hamotzi and nitalei adayim and birkat hamazon. And that's not an excuse at all not to fulfill the mitzvah of shalosh su'udot on Shabbat. Ad kan.